Spending bill includes woke language, criminal offender becomes justice involved individual. By Paul Bois on December 19, 2024. The new spending bill from House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, not only funds programs antithetical to Republican causes but also contains woke language that redefines long-established words like criminal and homeless. Flagged by Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, on Wednesday, the new bill contains head-scratching phrases by replacing criminal with justice-involved individual or homeless to individuals experiencing homelessness. Per Nancy Mace via her X thread. Section 102, page 947, redefines homeless individuals to individuals experiencing homelessness. Section 102, page 947, redefines homeless children to children experiencing homelessness. Section 111, page 958, redefines out-of-school youth to opportunity youth. Section 111, page 958, redefines low-skilled adults to adults with foundational skill needs. Section page 1398, redefines for criminal offenders and criminal institutions and for institutionalized individuals to justice-involved individuals in correctional institutions and for other institutionalized individuals. Section 208, page 1400, redefines criminal offender to justice-involved individual. As Breitbart News reported, the government funding bill also includes a one-year extension of the State Department's Global Engagement Center, GEC, an agency that funds organizations that censor conservative media including Breitbart News. The provision extending funding for the program is on page 139 of the 1,537-page continuing resolution, which was unveiled Tuesday night just hours before the House will vote on the short-term spending bill. The Washington Examiner's Gabe Kaminsky posted on Twitter that the bill includes a one-year extension on the State Department's Global Engagement Center. The agency Meehan Matt Taibbi reported has funded speech suppression efforts and is being sued by The Federalist and Daily Wire. Appearing on the Alex Marlowe Show Wednesday, Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, said that the continuing resolution, CR, spending bill spearheaded by Speaker Johnson was delayed from being voted on by design so that Congress could rush it through at the last minute before the Friday deadline to fund the government, giving nobody time to properly vet what is in it. By law, Congress is supposed to pass a budget in September, Hawley said. They're supposed to do it in 10 separate budget bills so that we can debate them, read them, pass them, and they haven't done any of that. They obviously blew right through that September deadline. Then they get to the end of the year and it's a huge pile up and they are counting on the fact that there's no time left, that nobody will have time to read this. That's what they want. They are banking on that. They don't want us to read and find what they jammed into this thing. That's why they're now trying to rush a vote tonight, he added. Democrats have been doing this for decades, but the fact that Republicans are doing it is just disgusting. Hawley concluded that the bill would be hugely harmful to Trump because what's going to happen is they're going to spend all this money on Democrat priorities and other garbage. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLand Films or Instagram at ProLand Films.